Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2020 plan here?
I wanted to know if I qualify for the food card.
I can help you out with that, ma'am. Can you please confirm your zip code?
33897. What was your name again?
Shauna.
Shauna, okay. How are you today, Shauna?
I'm well, and yourself? How about you?
Pretty good.
That's good. I'm sorry.
Still alive and kicking.
I know, that's right. Keep kicking, all right? Now, as far as the zip code, I'm sorry. I missed what you were saying. Can you say that again for me, please?
Okay, it's just 33896.
33896.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. And
you're
Are you in Polk County or Osceola County?
I am in Osceola, but I have a Polk County address.
Okay.
I moved down here. Haines City. What?
It's Davenport,
but I live in Osceola.
Okay, no problem.
You shut up.
My husband
don't know where he lives.
It's okay. It's quite all right. Thank you for that. Now, before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent 3 organizations, which offers 51 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all of your options. Now, the phone number I see here, 407-870-2246, is the best number to call you back.
That's correct. That's my home phone.
Gotcha.
I'm blind in one eye, so why not use a computer?
Okay, I get it. All right, no problem. Now, Medicare does require that I do ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help you?
I make my own health care decisions.
Okay, and also Medicare does require I ask, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does that anyone live with you?
No,
do you live at home?
Not yet, thank God.
Do you live in your own residence with your spouse?
Yeah, no, my husband.
Yeah, gotcha.
My husband.
Yes, all right. And also, since I'm going to review medication costs, do you have your medications there with you in the home? If you want,
I don't take any medication either, thank God.
That's good.
Just vitamins.
Wonderful. Okay, and do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say Medicare Health Insurance.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Actually, I have 2 of them. I have one that says, not my social security number, but a different number. It says hospital A and medical B. And then I have another one that has my social security, and it says 12/1/2003 on it.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's an updated one or something.
Maybe.
And on this it says Medicare. Let me get the magnifying glass. Okay, the magnifying glass, it says Medicaid number.
Not Medicaid number.
That one?
I want the Medicare number. It's the red, white, and blue
card.
Oh,
yeah, Medicare. Medicare number.
Yeah.
Okay,
number
5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5V as in Vincent, 47-YW9-EX31.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's 5V47, mm-hmm. Y like yellow, W like Walter, 9-E like Edward, X like X-ray, 31.
No, wait. 5V47, YW9, EX31.
Are you saying D like dog or E like Edward?
E as in Edward.
Oh, okay, I got it. All right, we're good.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and pull up your information. If you can, please have a pen and paper. That way I can share any information I've come
yes,
across.
Yes, I have it right here.
All right, and also let me give you my direct phone number. That way you could call me if anything in case
okay.
It's all dropped. And my name again is Shauna. That's S like Sam, H
mm-hmm.
like Harry,
mm-hmm.
A like Apple, N like Nancy, M like Nancy, A like Apple.
Oh, wait, I put it S-H-A-W-N-A.
No
so
w.
What am I missing here?
No W?
Okay, so let me write this again.
S-H-A... N like uh-huh. Nancy, N like Nancy uh-huh. again, A.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Because I had a stepson named Sean, and his name is S H A N. So I said Sean. Okay.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right. And your name is Catherine Boyle?
Yes, it is.
And address? I mean, before I get to the address, date of birth is 4/4/1948.
Yeah, 4/6/1948.
Okay.
I mean 6/4/1948. That was. That's why I'm not a banker. I told him to turn my numbers around.
It's okay.
I'd be carted off for bank fraud, and then I said, "What are you talking about?"
No.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh my God. Also, address shows to be 6611 Twilight Court, Davenport, Florida 33896, Polk County.
That's correct.
And your I see you started Part A, B. 12/1/2003 and D on 1/1/2006. Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. And no medicines at all, so that means you have no chronic illnesses currently?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank God for that. That's right.
Yeah,
let me provide you with my direct contact number just in case.
Okay.
So that's 561.
561. Okay.
794.
794. Go ahead.
0104.
0104. That's in Florida, correct?
Yes, Florida's number.
Yeah, because my sister lives in West Palm Beach, and that's
okay.
her
okay.
area code.
Yeah, my godfather's sister used to live in West Palm, and she moved into further north. So,
oh.
Yeah, we're still south. All right, so I see you have Simply Extra Platinum HMO.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what they just did to me? I'm going to tell you. I had Freedom Health, and they charged me $160 a month, which when you're on Social Security, and I couldn't work because every time I told them the truth, I was blind in one eye. Okay, don't worry, we'll call you. And then I used to look back, and they would be ripping up my application.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah. So that's what I went through because I always worked. I worked like in a forest, and then I was babysitting, and then I was working at a 5 and 10 cent store. So you know, it was that I didn't work. It just said they didn't pass the that act yet, because Kennedy passed the I forget what it was. But people with disabilities could actually work and collect
for their thing.
Yeah. So.
Okay, gotcha. I hear you.
Yeah.
No worries. Now, a primary doctor, do you have a primary doctor that you see just for your annual checkups?
Yeah. Oh, yes. From Simply Health.
Okay. And what's your doctor's name?
You're gonna laugh, but I've had a doctor in that practice for years and years, and I loved her. And all of a sudden they said, well, we changed doctors because, she moved back to Puerto Rico, but she's coming back to here, so I don't know who the doctor is because at that time my car broke down and so far I put a battery in it, a starter, and there's something else wrong with it. Unless we charge it overnight, it doesn't work. So I don't know who he is yet. I haven't even met him.
Okay, so who was the friend? What was the name of the doctor that left? I'll put them down.
Plaza. Dr. Marionette Plaza.
Marionette.
Plaza. Plaza.
Oh, like the plaza? Serious? Okay. Yeah. Marionette. Like the little puppets.
Yeah, like the puppet. She said, no, don't say it. I get that all my life, Marionette.
She probably looked like one when she was born. Who knows?
Yeah. You never know, you know.
That's true. All right. And you're looking to see if there's an allowance that you're able to get, right?
Correct.
Now, currently I see that your current plan actually provides a give back of $170 that goes back to you each month to your Social Security. Are you seeing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Understand that not every plan provides a give back and a food allowance. If you do get an OTC over-the-counter card, it's usually
Yes, I get $30. They had $47 and then they just bumped me down to $30.
Yeah, it's not always that.
You know.
Yeah, it's not always that when you're getting an allowance or OTC that it's going to be more than or just as much as the give back. But if you really want me to take a look, I will take a look. And I know everyone for each month. All right, so now I know everyone needs more feedback in their pocket, but I have to also make sure your needs are met. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Now, as far as doctor's appointments, do you go to the doctor once a year or every 6 months or every 3 months?
I'm supposed to be going every 6 months, but I haven't made my last appointment because of the car trouble.
Gotcha. So
and the last time I called, because I have it in my health plan that they can come and pick me up, but they didn't understand English, and they were here at like 7 o'clock to pick me up for my appointment at 11:30.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I said, oh, wow.
I see the issue. Gotcha.
Yeah, So, the thing isn't even open at 7 o'clock where she works, so what am I supposed to do? Sit on the curb, you know?
Oh, no. When you said that, I got a big image quickly of a child sitting.
Right?
Yeah. Another thing is, have you been to the ER within the last 6 months to a year?
No. Not forever.
Gotcha.
Last time I was in the ER, I was born.
Man. Also, as far as transportation, I know you said that you do drive around, but you need your car's out of commission, so you need some type of way of getting to your doctor's appointments. And
right, but I did have one like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I went there. Yeah, I did. I saw Marionette before she left, and then I didn't get to the follow-up appointment because my car, it died.
Okay, I get it. Now, as far as dental work, do you feel you have any dental work that needs to be done, or do you go to the dentist
Yeah, I do, because I have a denture, and then I have 3 teeth and a partial on the bottom, and but if I eat something cold, it's like excruciating. But I can deal with that. You know, I don't need nothing cold anymore. Oh, ice cream, I have to have my ice cream.
Okay, I get that. I'll have to have my ice cream. Okay.
Yeah. Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Exactly. Also, another thing, as far as vision, do you wear glasses or you just get
glasses? I wear glasses. I'm blind in my right eye.
Okay, you did say that, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't have any computer skills. My nephew, who's 14, uses the computer more than me. I can't even look at it because I'll get a migraine. And if you've ever had a migraine, you don't want one.
Oh, yeah, I've had one before, and that's not fun.
No.
Okay. And as far as hearing, you seem to have good hearing, but do you feel you need to have your hearing checked?
Do I feel I need what?
Hearing check.
My hearing check? No, my hearing is fine.
Okay, good. All right. Now, I know you're looking for the allowance card. Let's see what's available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just
I appreciate this, too. I appreciate you doing, going through all this trouble.
It's
your mom
trouble.
Would be proud of you.
Thank you. All right. Now, before I could discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires that I remind you that this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Boyle?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So I'm going to take a look at your current plan and then what's available.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. So your plan does provide you transportation, but you're just having an issue with the people being on time and language barrier.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Dental is not too bad.
I don't know why they do that. I don't know why. I mean, she spoke Spanish, but I don't know why they would put a Spanish person, pair it up with me, because I don't understand the language. And she don't, I don't know, maybe she did understand me. I don't know. But I had that problem once before. I went to the beauty parlor, right, and I have really thin hair. So I said, I want to trim, and she gave me a mullet. And it took me like a year to grow it back. But I had it. And they said, oh, well, we'll give you haircuts for like 2 months. I said, it's going to take me a year to grow it back. I never went there again. I cut my own hair.
Okay.
Or I wear a hat if I make a mistake.
That's messed up. It's like they just decided to style you up without your permission.
Yeah. But I never went back there again. I said, no, I ain't coming back there again. You really screwed up. You should have never put me in a chair with somebody who didn't know what I wanted. You know?
It's
not even common sense, you know? A mullet. That short party in the front.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, a mullet. And I have a bald spot, so it's just a nightmare. So I bought a sharp pair of scissors and I trimmed my hair myself.
I hear you. Some people resort to start doing that.
There you go.
That's craziness.
Yeah, really. That's like going into a heart surgeon and he doesn't know what you're talking about, you know. He don't speak the language. Hey, man, this is my heart you're dealing with, you know. Get on the table. Shut up and get on the table.
I got you.
Yeah, right.
Chopping me up.
Yeah. Oh, and then all of a sudden when he's doing the operation, you hear, whoops. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm not. There's no whoops here. We're not playing whoops. Whoops with my life.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think so.
Yeah, no. You jump off the table and you start running out the door.
Sound like a comedy skit.
Yeah, right. I let me see your teeth. Are you Dracula?
Exactly. Okay. all right, I'm just checking out a few plans here.
Okay, no problem.
So the facility that Dr. Plaza works out of, do you happen to know the name since you're in transition with doctors?
I'm in transition with doctors. I didn't even get a new card. I just have Dr. Plaza's old card. So
is it the facility that she works out of is, what's the name of it?
Palm Medical Center.
Palm Medical Center?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's it. It's in Haines City.
It's where?
It's in Haines City, Florida.
Haines City, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or J. Medical Center. I don't. They might have changed the name. I don't know. They change doctors and names like change your underwear.
Hey. Yeah, that be the case sometimes. I went to my doctor's appointments and I was just talking with the person who was going to do a little procedure on me, and they said quite a bit of people, you know, have left. And, of course, you know, it puts a burden on the people who are still there, or they've had people who are not getting paid well and they've left. So there's always...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have never seen my doctor's office so crowded in my life, because usually there are just a couple of people there, you know, but this was crowded, and there was people I didn't even know there, so I'm going, oh, man, I'm going to change my, because it was close, you know, or else I'd have to go to three or four towns away. Well, I can change that, you know, in the next year when they come in, because, you know, when they cut you like $47 out of 30, I mean, wow. I mean,
yeah.
I could understand if you were getting $1,000 in, you know, in over the counter medication, but you know what I mean? It's like, wow. What did
right.
you do?
Exactly.
And especially because all I take is vitamins. I don't take any medication, you know, any heart medication, nothing like that. I see these old people dragging themselves in there, and it's like they were on death's door, and I know I don't take that kind of medication.
Right.
You know? But I know common sense is just going out the window anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I swear, I truly agree.
Yeah, and especially I'm not a brain. I never went to college. I never went. I'm not a brain, and but I do listen. If you tell me what's wrong with you, don't go, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait a second, I can't understand you. Can you talk slower? And can you please explain what you're going to do to me? Because I'm not having it done unless you explain it to me.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people just took they trust the doctor, and the doctor's office turns over so many doctors at a time, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If they say something I don't understand, I say, and what do you want to see? no, nobody sees that but my husband. Now stop.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right. Because I couldn't understand what they said anyway.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay, so I'm really starting to feel like what I'm looking at here is that, because I'm looking not just at the amount of money you're looking to get, but also your coverage with your health plan in comparison. So just give me another moment here.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Take your time.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what that is. Okay, that's not too bad, but well, let's see here. But if that's even the case, hold on one second, ma'am. I'll try and be as quick as possible.
No problem.
Don't want to take up too much more of the time. Hold on.
Oh no, I'm retired. I got nothing but time. My grandkids just come over on the weekend, so
we're good. That's the best times. I know you enjoy every bit of it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I remember my granddaughter, we were making cookies, and she's looking through the oven, and they call me Diggy, that's my name instead of Grandma. Diggy, the cookies are growing. And I got such a kick out of that. I said, oh my God. look through the eyes of a child, and you always get, you know, you always learn something.
Yeah. The way the lady view things is this, it is interesting and also very cute. Okay, so you have a give back. This plan has a give back. Let's see what it has here. You're at 170. The other one's at 170. It seems like all the coverage is the same in all these plans, huh?
I guess they do that so they can't get confused.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that. Every one of those are because you're having a give back, that Social Security, you should be able to use it however you need to.
I'll vote for you. If you're running for office, I'll vote for you.
that's funny. Okay, so the other what is this? What's this? Why are we doing this? I don't understand. One second.
No problem.
Let me see what's going on. Yeah, based off what I'm seeing here and also the benefits of the plans, and you're the, I'm not able to sell the insurance that you do sell, have, Simply Extra. I am still able to sell Humana, Aetna, United, and a few others. And based off the, and also Care Plus. So based off what you have and versus what they have as well, you are in the best right now from what I see with when it comes to coverage and also give back. And not only that, a lot of the plans there over the counter or flex card is pretty much around the same amount that you're getting. So definitely continue on with what you have right now. Okay. You go check back in within later in the year. Around December.
Okay, well, thanks for doing all that research for me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so I don't qualify for it, right?
It's not a matter of qualifying. It's a matter of what's available in the area, what the insurance companies put out. So.
Okay.
So don't think that it's you. It's just what they put out each year. All right? So.
Okay. All right. Well, a pleasure talking to you. And
nice
your mom would be proud to having so much patience.
Thank you.
The patience of the saint.
Yeah, I want you to. Yeah.
Okay, good. Listen, it's good talking to you.
You too as well. You have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you.
Okay,
so
yeah, you too. And stay warm because it's going to be down here on Monday. It's going to be the high temperature. Not the high temperature, but the lowest temperature is going to be like 26 there. This is Florida.
I know.
And I haven't seen weather like this in Florida since I've been down here since 1985.
See, I'm from New Jersey and New York, and I just visited, and their temperature was that temperature in the 20s. So, yeah.
My sister, we lived on Long Island, and then she moved to California. And then now she's back in New York, at the tip of the island, you know, where the fish, the fish tail is. She said the other day it was -1.0.
Yeah. That's icy right away.
And she said, I'm not even going out. Cause now you can order Uber and all that kind of stuff, but it does get expensive, you know, after a while. If you slip on the ice when you're old, you
it's a wrap.
If you don't get up, you're gone, you know.
You're right. I understand.
Yeah. Okay, listen, it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a good day.
Me too.
Thank you for what you did for me.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're welcome. You have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.